to follow your political career, in 62, you ran for governor.
I generally don't bring that up, John. Why would you bring it up?
And maybe I shouldn't.
Yeah, that's the race I lost.
And you were running against.
Remember then, governors still could not succeed themselves. So Howard Edmondson was finishing out his four-year term as governor. I was lieutenant governor. I had a statewide name recognition. If I ever wanted to be governor, then was the time. I was still single. I had a lot of time to campaign. I had 24 hours a day. I didn't have a family that I had to worry about. So I campaigned for governor in 1962, and I've always regretted it. I tell people that once I got into the campaign, I wouldn't have voted for myself. I just didn't sense that I was ready for it, even though I'd been around a long time. I just didn't sense I was ready for it. I ran a poor campaign, and I ran against some big names. Then also what affected it, Howard Edmondson and I, we'd gone in as the young team, the youth movement. He went in very popular, having carried 76 of 77 counties. He went out very unpopular. You remember I told you we ran as a team?
Yeah, yeah.
So I was a part of the unpopularity. One young guy was trying to succeed another young guy, and the youth movement had failed.
So who was elected then in 62?
That's the first Republican governor,
Henry Bellman.
Bill Atkinson won the Democratic primary. He was running again for governor. He ran twice, and he lost both times. But he was the Democratic nominee this time. See, he lost the Democratic nomination 4 years before to Howard Edmondson. Then he ran for it again and got the nomination, beating Raymond Gary, a former governor who was trying to make a comeback. Atkinson lost to Henry Bellman, and Henry Bellman won, became the first Republican governor because he not only got all the Republican votes, but he was such a guy that that great in-between vote that usually voted Democrat liked Henry Bellman. So he got the great middle vote in addition to the Republican vote and just sapped the strength out of the Democratic Party.
Did you think then that this goal of yours to be governor?
I thought it was over. Yeah. It's kind of strange. See, I was lieutenant governor for 4 years, ran for governor, and lost. Having lost then, I keep saying I was single, I lost in the summer of 62. And in January of 63, I met the lady that was to become my wife, Donna. One of my former history students at McAllister was working for an airline in Oklahoma City. We were friends. And he said, you need to meet this gal that's the reservation gal for TWA Airlines. So we had a blind date, and 7 months later or so, we were married, and she's still the love of my life.
Donna Mashburn.
Donna Mashburn.